Life is unpredictable. It throws you curveballs, whether it's a health issue, a financial setback, or a loss. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So, building resilience is really wonderful for having a good life, because life does throw us curveballs. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of that they do. And so it's not about trying to avoid them. It's really how do we bounce back from them as quickly as possible so that we're not dragged down into the negativity. And so the more adaptable we are, the more enjoyable our life is. So how do we build that resilience? Well, first of all, if you don't have the mindset of seeing challenge as an opportunity for growth, then there's your first step, is when a challenge comes up, know that it's part of life. Challenges are life, and how we react to them, and how we manage them, and how we thrive in our life despite our challenges, or maybe because of our challenges. So we need some emotional agility. How do we reframe the setbacks? Well, first we've got to acknowledge that we have the emotions that come with the challenges. We don't want to say we don't have them. If we feel angry or sad or upset or whatever the emotion, it's okay. That usually comes first, but then we want to reframe it. And staying physically and mentally active. We've talked about this a lot, but if you exercise and learn new things, it improves your brain plasticity. It just does. And that's what we need. We need as much of our brain to work well as possible. Social connections. When you have a strong support system, that helps build resilience. And isolation makes bouncing back much more difficult. Because for one thing, we're stuck in our own head. And that can lead us down the negative path. Have a plan B, maybe even a plan C. So, when you have flexibility in your lifestyle, and by the way, maybe in your financial life too, then that allows you a little more wiggle room to bounce back. So, just to give you an example, and mine's kind of major, but it can be little things too. But with my husband having dementia, I went through all kinds of emotions. I still do. I deal with it on a daily basis. But that's what life has given us. And so, can I change it? No, unfortunately. Which is another point. When we worry about things we can't do anything about, that keeps us from being able to bounce back to enjoy life. So worrying about it doesn't do any good. But acknowledging my emotions, and there were lots of them and still are. That then allows me to be free of them and to say, okay, well, how can I reframe this? One of the ways is to know that I love him, to know that I'm going to care for him as much as I can, as well as I can. I'm going to take classes, go to support groups, read books, read websites, learn from others on how best to make his life comfortable and to take care of myself. So, what story can you think of where you have pivoted? I'm sure that you have some. So think about it. And my wish for you is that with your challenges, you get to know that they're part of your life and you can thrive with the challenges. So thanks for being with me today. I hope there's laughter in your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.